I'm Melissa Shanahan, and this is the Velocity Work Podcast, episode number 84. This podcast is for attorneys who are running their own firms. We explore tactics, tools, and stories related to pushing past simply lawyering well and into building a successful firm. Working in your firm and working on your business are two very different things. This podcast focuses on the latter. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to the Velocity Work Podcast. This week, I hope, is kind of refreshing. I get heady sometimes when I'm trying to share and teach concepts. And, you know, this week, I've been keeping top of mind, as I do every week, just what can I bring that's of value? What can I bring that's of value? And I think I've got something good for you today, but it's totally different than I normally do. So stay tuned for that in just a couple moments. But first, we're going to talk about Velocity Work Sprints because we are in one right now and it's going amazingly well. The participants are just the best. I'm proud of them. I love working with them. They are just killing it. It's going very well. We have another sprint coming up in April. Do you know what a Velocity Work Sprint is? I would invite you to check it out because they're freaking amazing. If you want to learn more about a sprint, go to velocitywork.com/sprint. Now, here's the thing. The doors aren't open yet. They will open tomorrow to that first to know list. We already have some people on the first to know list, but if you would like to be on the first to know list, go to that page and get on that list so that as soon as the doors open, you'll be notified and you will have first dibs over the rest of the public. Spots have already been taken by previous sprinters and mastery group members. All my clients get first dibs. So those spots are taken and we have fewer spots now than we've ever had before to offer to the rest of the public. This is very exciting to me because it's just product validation, not that we can't make room for improvement. We're always seeking to improve our products, but this is just, we're onto something. We're providing value and law firm owners are getting a lot out of these sprints. And that makes my heart happy. So I encourage you, if you already know what a sprint is, go get your booty on the first to know list if you're interested in joining April. If you don't know what a sprint is, you can still go to that URL, velocitywork.com/sprint, because you can learn about it there. There's details about it. There's a behind the scenes video. So you kind of get the scoop. The other thing I would say, if you don't know what much about Velocity Work Sprints and you're curious, go back to episodes that I released early February. And all of them start with the title Lessons Learned. There's three of them in a row. If you listen to those, you will have a very good idea of what a sprint is. And not only that, but what law firm owners get out of it, because I share the lessons that they have learned. They have to report in their lessons. And so some of those lessons I share with you. And that's what those episodes are about. And so you can get a sense for, okay, yes, I want to do something like that. Or not, but if you do, now's the time to get clear about that. So the doors open tomorrow to the first to know list. Customers already have their spots, so we're good to go there. And then I'm going to give about 24 hours with the first to know list people to join, and then we'll be opening up the doors on Thursday. You know, one of the jobs as an owner of a business is to create energy in and for the business. There's many ways that that can happen. But you want to do so deliberately. And taking part in a sprint is a really great way to kickstart some energy inside of your business that makes sense for it to grow. There's something that you'll do, a result that you want to create that is a win-win-win all the way around for you as the owner, for your clients, and for the business itself. So I just want to encourage you, if you're kind of sitting back and you're sitting on the fence, that might be kind of cool. Don't be wishy-washy. Either hell yes or hell no. Look into it, figure it out, because it's a really great opportunity to create energy with and for your firm. One of these days, and it's not going to be that far in the future, but it's going to happen this year, we're going to sell entirely out to the point where I don't have capacity to keep offering more and more time groups. That's going to be a really good problem to have. But if I were you, I would want to be in now on these sprints because that's the direction all this is headed. Every time we do a sprint, we get a new law firm owners in there and they get to experience something that's new and fresh and they stick around. And the more that law firm owners who experience it stick around, the less I have to offer to the public. These are special. Check into them and see if it's something that makes sense for you or not and get in now because it's only going to keep getting more popular because we're only improving it. And as law firm owners join, they see the value and they come back. So I'm just saying, get in now. Okay, well, let's flip into the content that I have for you, which is really a resource I want to share. And before I give the resource, I'm going to give you a little bit of context as to why it felt important to share this resource. I talk a lot to law firm owners about inputs versus outputs and how you really want to reduce your inputs. Your inputs need to be in check. What I mean by inputs versus output is how much you consume, how much you're allowing in, how much your brain is taking in. In terms of information. And so if you are consuming a lot of information, it directly affects the amount of output that you're capable of. I don't care how smart you are. This is true. When your brain is consuming a ton of information, there's a lot of information swirling in your brain. And I think consuming information is important and great, and we get to pick and be selective with our inputs. But that's the point, is that you have to be selective with your inputs. Because if you, as an owner of a business, you need to be having high levels of output, high quality output. This is kind of the same thing as saying what you consume versus what you create. And the more you consume, the less you will create. The more inputs you allow in, the less output you'll be able to generate. And so I talk about this with clients, and I've talked about on the podcast before. I am very selective with my inputs. I have periods where I have more input. I allow more in. It's sort of a phase where I am gaining inspiration. I don't need a ton of output at the moment. It's more me just tuning in to what is going on, what ideas are being shared, what, you know, all of these things. So then I can take those ideas, swirl them around in my brain, think through those, and then generate something that's sort of built on those ideas for my clients and or my life, right? And so I have periods where that consumption is up, and then I have I dial this up and down. It's not like I'm just at the whim of sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down. No. You and I both, we all have control over our inputs. And so there's times where I will dial up the amount of input, and there's times where I will dial it back. No matter what, 98% of the time, I care that my inputs are quality, that they're adding to my life, that they are adding to my intellect, that they are adding something. They're enriching in some way. So much so, which is probably different than some of you listening to this podcast, I don't watch things that freak me out. Like I don't sit down to engage with a show that I will later have bad dreams because of, like, I just spin on that show. That happens to me. So I don't watch any of that. I keep my inputs clean. And one thing that's been challenging lately in a really great way is I have a client who for Lent, she gave up TV shows. So films and documentaries were still allowed, but shows. And so I told her I would do it with her, and I have, but it has been challenging. At least at first it was, because you know, I thought I was going to replace that time with reading. But truthfully, by the time I get to that point at night after my son is down, full day of work, dinner is done, and I'm sure many of you can relate to this, if I sit down to read, my eyes are going to slam shut. And arguably, maybe I need to just go with that. But I want something enriching at night for myself. So what has been helpful and profound for me is a platform I have discovered called Real Vision. The whole point that Real Vision exists is, I'm on their about page right now, and I'm going to share some of their about page because they do a better job than what I could do, and I'll expand on it from my own experience. So at the top of the about page, it says, understand the complex world of finance, business, and the global economy with real in-depth analysis from real experts. Okay, sure. Like, I might be up for that. I don't know yet. Like, the world of finance is not my forte. I know a lot about business and business growth and strategy, but when it comes to world economics and markets and crypto and like the world of finance itself, that is not my jam. It almost feels so big to me and there's so much to learn that I just have for a long time in many respects kept my head in the sand. But my husband came from the world of finance. He's been in tech since I've known him. He's been in tech. But prior to our relationship, which was, you know, over 10 years ago, he was in the world of finance. And my husband is extremely smart. He is highly intellectual. He's also super fun and relaxed and knows how to have a good time. But he's very, very, very smart. I genuinely believe he's been gifted because of how smart he is. If he's listening to this, he's going to be rolling his eyes, but it's true. He mentioned to me a while back, he's been involved in crypto for a long time and he understands the world of finance and he's really worked hard to understand the world of crypto and just digital assets. And I have been in the background like, yeah, okay, whatever. Well, now, just as the world is sort of waking up, I'm waking up and I'm curious about what is happening, what is going on, because it does seem like there's a whole other world that exists, this digital assets world. And the more research I do, the more I'm convinced that it's going to affect us greatly, whether you understand it or not. And so I kind of want to understand it. I just didn't know where to start. And so again, I just kind of keep pushing it off. I don't really know where to start learning. I ask him for resources. He'll pass them to me, but then they seem so in-depth that I just keep pushing them off. So now, recently, he sent me something and said, hey, I got a subscription to Real Vision. I think you should look into it. I think you would like it. Okay, sure. Once again, I pushed it off. Well, now that I don't have TV shows to watch at night, it has come back up and resurfaced. And he said, do you want to watch Real Vision? Because we weren't going to watch a show. And I was like, I don't know. Sure. You know, whatever. He turns it on. And when he pulls it up, it almost looks like YouTube. There's all these videos and they're all interviews. And I was like, huh, well, I like interviews. I mean, I listen to podcast interviews and I think that's great. So I thought, okay. And then I saw some names that I recognized, you know, big names that everybody knows of, Mark Cuban and some other ones, some names I know that maybe not everybody knows because I listen to James Altucher and he has a lot of people that are involved in finance on there. And there's a guy named Chamath. I can't say his last name. I don't know how to pronounce it correctly at the moment. I'll look that up, but and we'll put it in the show notes. But I saw him in an interview, and so I thought, oh, okay, this could be cool. I would totally want to know what Chamath has to say. So we turned one on, and we actually started with Chamath's interview. I highly recommend that. It was a great first starting point. You know, listen, the reason I'm giving this resource, that's what I really want to say before I keep talking, is because as a business owner, There's a lot of people that really should understand this, but as an attorney, I truly believe that the more you can understand about finance and about world economics and the markets, the better off you'll be. And part of that is because of what's happening in terms of digital assets and smart contracts. It's going to affect the legal industry at some point, and it's not that far off. And it doesn't mean it's going to take over immediately, but it is a change that's going to be happening and not a lot of people understand it. And it's a good thing to just keep your ears open for exactly how this stuff works so that as it starts to move in more and more and more in the direction of blockchain and digital assets and smart contracts, et cetera, you don't want to feel left in the dust. And so I genuinely believe that you don't need to hurry. to get this information, but you should start waking up to this information. Real Vision is a platform that was created by, I think there's four co-founders, but the main guy that you'll see on all the interviews, sort of the face of the company, his name is Raul Pal, and he's the CEO. And when you can read about him on the about page, you can look him up. I mean, he has a very, very well respected career in finance. So on the about page, he says, "We're on a mission to disrupt the whole damn system and change the face of financial media. We've created a place where the world's most successful investors share their thoughts about what's happening in today's markets. Our goal is to provide everyone, from ordinary traders to professional investors, unparalleled access to the very best insights and analysis from the most famous and respected names in finance." And then he has a video where he shares some things, but there's three guiding principles of this platform. One, access all areas. So he says, we give our audience access to the very best, brightest, and biggest names in finance. The second guiding principle is there's no agenda. We have no agenda, no editorial bias, and we won't tolerate self-promotion, hype, or BS. And the third is unfiltered opinion. We give our guests the freedom to say what they really think about what really matters. And I have been enjoying this. The very first interview we watched, which I mentioned was the one with Chamath, was eye-opening to me. And part of what kept me there, because a lot of what they talked about was over my head, quite honestly. I mean, I would have to push pause and ask my husband questions like every 3 minutes. But the reason I liked it so much and I stayed engaged was because you get to see all these people who are interviewed. You get to see how they think about business, how they think about culture, how they think about opportunity, how they think about creating value in the world, how they think about investments, how they think about the future and where all of this is going, what they are putting their money into, what they think is interesting and people should wake up to. And so all of it feels like you get to be a fly on the wall of a conversation that you really shouldn't be a fly on the wall of. Like, it's a conversation that isn't meant for your ears. This is the way I feel. And I love that. I am down for that. Because even if I don't understand the entire, every single concept that they go into, I don't understand it at the depth that I could. It's still enlightening. It's still enriching. And it opens up my mind to what is going on and what some of the smartest, brightest minds are considering and thinking, and how like the lens that they look through. That is brilliant. That, and we get glimpses of that on podcasts, right? Like, you know, I love long form interviews. I love Rich Roll's podcast because they're long form interviews. I love Tim Ferriss' podcast because they're long form interviews in many cases. James Altucher, same thing. And so I like long form interviews because it allows people to go deep. What I don't like is when somebody has an interview and they've got like 27 minutes and I want to know about the person and how they think, not the tactics that they have to offer. Sure, that's great to know too, but there's so much more than that. So back to Real Vision. This is an input that is worth being, I have decided for myself, worth being on my list of inputs. And it feels really good to know that my mind is being expanded and opened in ways. And it's not me adopting the opinions of a network. It is me hearing and listening like a fly on the wall to conversations, oftentimes having more questions than answers at the end of that interview. But that's kind of why I appreciate it. I don't want to be in an echo chamber. I don't want to hear what others want to hear. I don't want to listen to biased opinions and agendas. And I don't want any of that. None of that. And this is a very refreshing place to go for education on finance. And where I get to decide how I want to think, and I get to explore in ways that will benefit me for years to come because of the learning that comes along with it. So I wanted to offer this resource to you all because this isn't my domain, and I don't foresee myself in anywhere in the near future for sure teaching anything like these kinds of concepts to you as law firm owners. But do I think you should understand some of this stuff? Do I think that you should expose yourself to this information? 100%. Because it opens your eyes to where the world is going. And even if you know a lot about this in the world of finance and markets and how economics works in the US, but then globally as well. If you think you have a really deep understanding of that, and you think you have a deep understanding of crypto too, I'm telling you, this is worth it. My husband knows more than anyone else I've ever met about the world of finance. And he, when I push pause to ask him a question, he has to really think through how to answer it. These are high level and in some cases complex things that even he is getting value from. And in the world of crypto, he is getting a lot of value from understanding how the people who are on the cutting edge of this and can see things that he can't see, what they're seeing. Doesn't mean he's all in. He's not jumping into exactly what they're saying, but his knowledge is increasing and he's very advanced. And so even if you think that like, no, I'm good here. I don't know, man. I'm telling you, it's fascinating. It's such a great resource. And for the value that it provides, the price tag is well worth it. So let me tell you about how much it costs to have Real Vision. By the way, there's no affiliate links that I even know exist for Real Vision. I don't get any kickbacks for this. I just want to share what I think is really important. We have a subscription that's like $230 a year. So I think that's the essential. It's called the essential subscription. Anyway, you'll see the different tiers. So we have the one that's like $200 a year. And it goes up from there, but there's so many interviews for us to get through. I'm not sure that we would need that next tier for a very, very, very long time. There's a free way to engage with Real Vision, which is a daily briefing that you get from the CEO, Raul Pal. And I'm looking forward to that. I don't have that. I just signed up for it. So the first one I think I'm going to get is after I'm recording this. So I'm looking forward to that. There's also something they're hosting this month called a crypto gathering. The crypto gathering is like March 24th to 26th. It's $99 for your seat. And if you do it pretty soon, you also get like a certain number of months free of what we pay a subscription for. So like all the access to all the interviews that come out, you have access to those. That's what I pay for. So if you're interested in learning more about crypto and sort of being immersing yourself a bit in it, it might be worth it to you to attend the crypto gathering. If you just Google crypto gathering, Real Vision, it'll pop up. I did notice that before I had a login to Real Vision, it didn't offer me the crypto gathering and I had to search for it. And the reason I know that is because I bought the crypto gathering for my father, who I think will really enjoy this. And when I signed out of Real Vision, I couldn't find information about it. It was only when I was signed in that I could find information. So just you can easily find it. You may have to dig. Also, we'll put the link in the show notes for that too. So there you go. You don't have to dig. So anyway, there's just a lot here, and it doesn't feel like, I don't think anybody needs to run to this and like, you know, smother themselves in it and you need to hurry up and learn. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's very valuable when you can find a high quality input. And this to me passes all the sniff tests. And now that I've watched it, it passes my real test. And it's a part of what I'm going to do. And so much so that I really look forward to watching it at night instead of TV shows. It's going to be hard for me to go back to TV shows. This to me is enjoyable and I'm learning at the same time. And I don't stress that at the end of the interview, I don't understand everything that they've gone into on the interview. I'm I'm tuning in. My ears are open. My mind is open. And I could see how I could start to grasp how these people are thinking about things. And so I want to encourage all of you to consider checking it out for yourself. That's it. I don't really have anything else to say. I just wanted to make sure to share this with you. They've been around since 2013. And you'll see if you on the about page, if you watch the video, he'll explain that the reason they started this is because in the world of finance, people in the world of finance saw 2008 coming. He saw 2008, what was happening there and why everything hit the fan. He saw that coming. And so did his peers. But what he said was, my parents' friends didn't, and some devastating consequences because they didn't see it coming. There was no preparation. They were totally blindsided when it happened. And so many people were in the same boat. And he thought, this is unreal and not fair. I knew this was coming. Many, 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 many people did it. And there isn't any reason why they shouldn't have seen this coming as well. They shouldn't have understood some of the things that I understood. And it lit a fire under him to create something that people had access to, that conversations that the masses had access to, so that they could make really wise decisions for themselves. And that's how this all started. So that's what I've got for you today, guys. A resource called Real Vision. Links will be in the show notes to some things that I mentioned here. The interview to Chamath, there's so many good interviews, but I'm just going to put that one because it was the first one I watched and I enjoyed it. And then also a link to the about page and the crypto gathering. And so you guys can pick and choose what you want to do. But I'm a big fan. I'm adopting this as an input in my own life. And if you are looking for a quality input that maybe could replace an input that isn't as high quality in your opinion, then this may be a really great candidate. So I wanted to pass it along. All right, everybody, check into it. Let's all get wiser together. And I'll see you next Tuesday. Hey there. If you enjoyed this podcast, I highly recommend you come and check out Mastery Group. It is where owner attorneys come together to study this material, apply it, and thus create really big results for their firm and for their life. So come on over, velocitywork.com/join, to get more information and get started. Show notes from this episode can be found at velocitywork.com/podcast.